There is more breaking news coming into this programme this morning. We can tell you that Gregory Campbell, the DUP MP, has just been informed by the police of a serious death threat. Now, he was due to come on the programme now. We do hope to hear from him later, but it's our understanding that he is currently liaising with the police. So Gregory Campbell has been informed by the police of a serious death threat. Let's get reaction straight away from John O'Dowd. John, you were on to debate with Gregory. Let's deal with your reaction to what I've just told you.
It's a totally unacceptable situation. It's undemocratic, and those responsible for it need to be brought before the courts. It is unacceptable, and I, despite my strong differences with Gregory Campbell, my thoughts with him and his family, because I have been, as many, many other people in our society who speak their minds and hold a position, have been on the receiving end of these matters. And I know what impact it has upon not only yourself, but more importantly upon your family and your loved ones. So my thoughts are with them, but those responsible should be brought before the courts.
We are going to continue with the debate that we were going to have. Gregory may very well come on the programme later, John, because he is standing by his comments. Earlier this month, he was accused of disrespect with his curry my yoghurt remarks in the Assembly. Well, at his party conference at the weekend, he walked onto the stage with a yoghurt pot and said the DUP will never agree to an Irish Language Act. And he called your wish list, Sinn Féin's wish list, toilet paper. Let's remind ourselves of what Gregory said.
Thank you, Chairman, and conference. I think it's always good to get off in the day to a very healthy breakfast. It's never a good thing to start off with an unhealthy breakfast. So, I got some yogurt today. And I'm looking forward to lunch, because they tell me there's some curry there. But you also have to have a drink with your lunch, and it has to be Coca-Cola. On behalf of this party, we'll say it slowly so that you understand, Katrina and Jerry. We will never agree to your Irish Language Act. Do you understand? The paper that your wish list is written on, well, we'll just regard it as toilet paper. You better get used to it, because we are going to confront your agenda if you decide to try and further that agenda in the face of the majority community in this province.
We're going to treat your wish list on Irish language as toilet paper, John O'Dowd. Now, what impact does that have on the talks process?
Stephen, before the most latest development in this with Gregory receiving the death threat, I was actually going to say we've heard enough from Gregory. We now need to hear from Peter Robson. We need to hear from Peter Robson, because this wasn't an unscripted comment by Gregory Campbell. The speech Gregory Campbell made has now been posted on the DUP website, and they have conveniently highlighted this paragraph. So it has the endorsement not only of Gregory Campbell, it has the endorsement of the DE press office, he has said at the very start of it, on behalf of our party. So he's there speaking not as Gregory Campbell, which we've come to expect the sort of comments he makes. He's speaking on behalf of the party.
Which is why, John O'Dowd, you know, I've been waiting to get on the radio this morning for a number of hours now, because I actually think this story is bigger than the curry my yogurt story. This isn't one individual from the DUP, you know, and other people will determine how offensive his remarks were or were not. That's for a different day, different discussion. This is the DUP MP saying on behalf of his party, the wish list that Sinn Féin is currently in talks discussing, the DUP is going to treat as toilet paper. So what is your party still doing in talks with a party that's saying they're treating your wish list as toilet paper?
Well, from the outset of these negotiations, and indeed over this last many torturous years of negotiations and political process and progress, there has always been obstacles thrown in the way of those who wish to make progress. We believe that there's still an opportunity. If all parties approach this in a sense of integrity, sincerity, and seek solutions, then there is a way out of this. But it is a reflection as to why the Assembly hasn't been working over this last number of years.
Yeah, but you're saying you need to hear from Peter Robinson. You've already heard from him. Here's Peter Robinson defending Gregory Campbell. Listen to this.
Don't get so uptight about these issues. It's a bit of a comedy routine. Of course we respect those who speak the Irish language. And of course we want to have a diverse cultural community. And we want people to recognise and respect our right to exercise and express our culture and tradition.
But wouldn't you achieve that much more successfully if you didn't make fun of the very people you say you're trying to develop a better relationship with? Isn't that the point? This is misjudged at the very...
I have to say, Mark, this is getting tedious. If all that you have out of the whole of the party conference is to question me about that, then there are better things I could be doing with my time. Lighten up, will you? It's a party conference, and it was a bit of comedy in the middle of it. Let's get on with some real business.
Peter Robinson talking to Mark Crothers. John.
I listened to and watched that interview yesterday, which I believe was recorded on Saturday. And I would like to hope now that after 48 hours since that interview was recorded and broadcast 24 hours ago, that Mr. Robinson has had time to reflect and realises, as you have done, and indeed we have done in terms of, because this The offensive comments by Gregory around the Irish language are totally unacceptable. This paragraph...
This is a bigger story.
This
is a bigger story than those remarks.
Of course it is, Stephen. That's the point I'm making. This paragraph in a scripted speech, which has now been placed on the DUP website, is politically damaging to the talks process. I think it damages the integrity. If Peter Robinson is serious about his attempts to create a new society and build a new future, then he simply cannot stand by comments which treat other parties' negotiating positions as toilet
paper. You see, you say we need to hear from Peter Robinson again. I wonder how many Sinn Féin supporters are waiting to hear from Martin McGuinness. Because if the DUP describe your wish list, and you do have a significant mandate, as toilet paper, where's Martin McGuinness? What's he doing about this? Are you just going to huff? Are you going to stay in the talks? Or actually, is this a line that's been crossed that you will not tolerate? That's what some people might be thinking, John. You know it.
I can confirm that I'm here talking on behalf of the party. We issued a statement to the media yesterday. Gerry Adams released a statement on Saturday calling for all parties to dedicate themselves to the talks process. Martin McGuinness will make his views known in due course, but I'm here speaking on behalf of Sinn Féin. I've made our views very, very clear.
What are you going to do about it? So your wish list is toilet paper.
I'm not going to get macho and stick my chest.
Well, in other words, John, here's what he's saying. You know what you use toilet paper for. That's what he's describing your wish list as.
Well, what we will do is we will approach this calmly and constructively. We're not going to get macho about it. We're not going to stick our chest out. We're not going to do all those sorts of things that perhaps Gregory or those who scripted this speech or support this speech wishes to do. We're involved in the talks process. We will engage through that talks process, and we will challenge the DUP and the DUP leadership in regards to this matter, both privately and publicly as regards to this.
If the comment isn't withdrawn.
If the DUP are serious about being a serious party and they have hopes of entering the next British government, is Peter Robinson, I doubt if he does believe this, does Peter Robinson really believe that David Cameron wants partners in government who use this sort of language or refer to their partners in government in this context? Do they need to get real about that as well?
But because the talks are more than just a political conversation, John, as you know better than I do. These talks are dealing with issues that will affect many, many citizens of this country. So therefore, it's why I'm coming back to this. Are those talks now, I know you've already said yes they are, but I want to be clear. Are those talks now seriously damaged by the DUP describing your wish list as toilet paper?
The potential for success has been seriously damaged. And it's not just simply the commentary, it's the mindset. It's the mindset that would allow any political party to not only allow that speech to be made, but then print it on their website and stand idly by as Mr. Campbell has been on various airwaves this morning defending his country.
Well, yeah, they haven't printed it by mistake. So you know now what their mindset is?
It most certainly hasn't been made by mistake. It wasn't in the heat of the moment. But, Stephen, it reflects the mindset that we've been dealing with over this last couple of years in the Assembly. There are clearly those who do not grasp the ideals or the principles of power sharing. There's clearly those within political unionism, within the broader DUP, who have not grasped the reality that power sharing is here to stay. There will be no other form of government for the foreseeable future in our society that is not built upon power sharing, respect and common understanding.
If those comments are not retracted, if Peter Robinson continues to back what Gregory Campbell says, what happens next?
Well, Stephen, the land of if is a place where politicians go at their peril.
We're not in the land of if. OK, let's take if out of it. Peter Robinson's currently backing Gregory Campbell, and the current position of the DUP is that your policy is toilet paper.
Well, I would hope that 48 hours on from Mr. Robinson carried out his interview, 24 hours since it was broadcast, that he has had time to reflect upon the implications of what Gregory Campbell has said on behalf of his party. Because I'm sure when he sits down, and I would like to hope, when he sits down with the British government, and when he sits down with the Irish government, and when he sits down with all the political parties, they reflect him the seriousness of the situation, and they reflect him that if that's his position in relation to talks...
It's not his position, it's the party's position. Say that again.
Sorry?
What's doomed to failure?
The talks are doomed to failure if that's their position in relation to these talks. Because talks will only succeed, and there's a challenge for all the political parties in this. There's a challenge for Sinn Féin in this. Talks will only succeed if political parties take other parties' negotiating positions seriously. They look at it from the point of view as to how you can facilitate another person's positions without compromising your main principles, and how you can work with other parties to achieve a common understanding.
See,
that's how negotiations work.
I'm just trying to understand what the environment must be like in those talks, because there will be people in this country holding out hope that those talks will achieve some type of agreement, some modicum of success. There will be others who support your party wondering if you're compromising your own integrity sitting down with a party that is publicly saying your policy is toilet paper.
Well, of course there will be. And we wouldn't be involved in negotiations if we all agreed with each other in the first place, or if we all had common understanding. That's why we're in negotiations, because we do not have a common understanding, because we're coming from different points of view. And of course there will be people, there will be a challenge to Sinn Féin, and there will be those who will be criticising for continuing with engagement. We will continue with engagement. What I'm questioning is if that engagement will be successful based upon the attitudes that have been in display. I believe that the talks had entered an intense period. They were involving discussions both in bilateral format, trilateral format, and plenary sessions with the various players within those talks. They were beginning to enter and feel like real engagement. Now, that was until Gregory Campbell stood up at his party conference and read out this speech. There's a responsibility now upon the DUP leader to steady the ship, to ensure that if he is serious about engagement and negotiations, that he brings his party back into line in relation to that. And perhaps what is also required is a better leadership and a better reality for the DUP as well. When you enter negotiations and you want them to succeed, there's give and take.
OK, John, thank you very much. Good morning to you. We are hoping to hear from Gregory Campbell later in the programme, but of course we brought you that news earlier that he's currently liaising with the police after receiving a death threat. David in Belfast. Morning, David.
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, I'm a Protestant and I can tell you quite clearly I'm ashamed this morning. I am absolutely disgusted with the DUP and ashamed. If it's not the Muslim community, it's not the gay community, that's the Irish community. You know, this party is completely not fit for government. It's simply quite clear. They are shaming unionism and that's a disgrace.
They would argue they're protecting the views of their electorate.
I stop attacking the views of anyone. When you're attacking the Irish language people, you're attacking the gay community, you're attacking the Muslims. That is
they would deny attacking the gay community.
The DUP have gone down this road a number of times. You know, they need to actually act like government. They're in government. They're disgracing Stormont and they're disgracing unionism. And honestly, they know themselves when it comes to May. They're going to get a blathering from the voters of unionism because they're fed up with them. And the truth is, that's what they're doing. They're electioneering. They're making a fool of unionism.
Let me just remind everyone again what Gregory Campbell has said.
On behalf of this party, we'll say it slowly so that you understand, Katrina and Jerry. We will never agree to your Irish Language Act. Do you understand? The paper that your wish list is written on, well, we'll just regard it as toilet paper.